and greenness and what it was like.
But how do I do it?
Just talk. And it'll pick up right in here. Just as we were having a conversation, remember you were telling me about the table?
You know, 4 to 5 years ago, I don't know it.
No, you have to talk. I will play it back.
Just wait 1 second, okay?
Okay, now. Going on stage.
34 years ago, I met Mabel. She was a wonderful pair, and I never regret it. But she was a little bit tough.
Now she is.
Where did you meet her?
I met her 1932, September the 22nd. And we haven't ever separated since. And I hope life death will separate us. I was going to do that. I was going to do that.
What city did you meet her in?
New York City.
What you want was to tell, you remember you tell us stories about the friends you had then and stuff, what it was like being lovers then.
Well, I had friends all over the city. And I don't know, I was but a spare kid. And I'm still a little spare, but I'm an old spare lady. And at that time, I was a young spare kid.
But did you go to clubs and things?
I went to nightclubs. Yeah, I lived in
the women where the women went.
Mm-hmm, I lived in nightclubs in Atlanta City. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed my life, and that would be the end of me, my life. This is my life.
Tell that story you told about the woman who walked in and asked, you know, about your husband.
That's a lady walked in once, Ray Lewis' first wife. Yeah. And she said, you was a very little neat girl. You have a beautiful little home. But where's your husband? And at the same time, my friend came in the door with the key. And I said, there is my husband. He said, now you know, if that was your husband, you wouldn't exactly say it.
But you said it.
I said it.
You want to hear from that?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll do here. Turn it off now. It's going to be here. Look, see, it's all in here. The tape is in here. This is the microphone. Okay, now here we go. Is it round up?
You mean tell me we were sitting at the table talking, right? And this thing was...
Oh, no. When you were just now inside and we came in early, you were cleaning the table, okay? Now I want you to talk.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Well, you have lots of stories to tell me.
No, I don't have nothing.
Yes, you do. Remember the story you told about the girls' school sometime?
Now, wait a minute, come down here, shoot my...
With this really, just talk about some of your experiences being a woman about town.
Now, this is terrible.
Tell them.
There's so many experiences that I don't know them.
Well, before you could talk about that, you could tell a little bit about what Joan was like when she was a kid.
She gonna knock me out now for fair.
I'd rather hear what Mabel. I want to hear Mabel's story.
It'll get us started.
Oh, you didn't prepare me at all for anything.
That's good. So it'll all come spontaneous.
A couple of stories for that.
Remember the story you told us about? It was like a girls' school, and they thought.
You want to know too much. I ain't going to tell it, see? I'm not telling it. But I'm not telling.
Okay, tell about the theater.
Your
early days in the theater when you were singing, you know, in the village.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the show. And I meet this woman, she was about 24, 25, and I didn't, I liked her the minute I seen her. Oh, she was nice. She taught me how to dance. And you would take me home at night. And
what year was this?
Oh, that was from 1918. And she was my first sweetheart. And we used to go out at night. After the show, she'd take me to different places. And lots of things happened. We'd come back next morning, but one morning we came back and the girls pulled a fast one. They locked the door on us. See, they locked the door on you. You couldn't get in, see, without ringing the bell, and the woman come to the door. So we couldn't ring the bell. Oh, so I decided I was going home. She didn't want me to go. So I packed up the next morning, went back to Jersey City, where I come from. And I got a job there a couple of days after. She came over to get me. And everybody around there would know, because she was white and I was colored. And she drove a gray car. No. She drove a gray car. She come up to get me. And she was the sweetest thing that ever walked. She took me to Coney Island. Danced over in Coney Island, in the show there, Coney Island, you know, in the show. And she'd come back at night, get me, and bring me back to Jersey City. Now you don't want to know anymore.
You're too
foxy. You're too foxy for me.
Okay, you want to hear it?
You so foxy it isn't funny, but I know I'm a good old fox, you see. I know what you're after.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you heard me, so
I
hear you.
Okay, you're listening.
All right, then.
But it, the viewers in there too.
Okay. No, stuff here. Recording. Yes. Just tell how was the being a lesbian in the 20s and now.
I went to work in a family. There were two children, the man and his wife. The man was a doctor. She was the first woman I ever fell in love with. She loved me too. I didn't know what it was all about. So one night, I was getting ready to go home. And she said, asked me, could I stay all night with the kids? I phoned back. I said, okay, so stay. So, and she got ready to leave. She came in and kissed me. When she kissed me, I fainted dead away. The shock was so great. Now that's the first real love I've ever had, ever known. That lasted for 3 solid years. If that comes on that thing, you hear me? If that comes on, I'm going to break.
Okay, go ahead. Tell about what you were saying. You were in the theater groups and with people, Josephine Baker and Eva LaGallion, or you knew what it was like.
Wait a minute. That was the day. Still, this is still with the dancing.
Mm-hmm, around 1918, still the same time?
Not only Josephine Baker, but there was what's the child's name? What's that woman's name?
Marlene Dietrich?
No. Lillian. What's that woman's name that straightened the hair? Walker.
Lena Horne?
What was her name? Walker. Wasn't her last name Walker?
Oh, and Jenny Thurston?
No, she, the one that first started straightening hair.
Who's hair?
Colored people's hair, dear.
Walker, I'm in Jenny.
Oh, that's right, Walker. Well, anyhow. Lena Walker. Yeah. Her daughter was named Lena Walker. And we all used to, from the show,
What was the name of the show?
It was a musical. Come Along, Amanda. Hmm. And then there was and other different ones. But anyhow, we went up to Lena Walker. All of them, now they're big stars, then some's dead and others wasn't, see? And we goes up to this house, up on the hill. Beautiful, it was beautiful in there. Now on the floor was nothing but pillows. Mm. You didn't sit in chairs, you sat in pillows. And they had lights, it went something like that light, but it was circle, it was round
the base of the wall.
See, and you sit on the floors and you drink and you hug and you kissed, you did anything you want, big enough to do. See, but you had to be known in order to get in.
Like a key club.
And I was known, so I got in. It ain't what you know, it's who you know. And I got in by who I know.
This
woman in the gray car carried me in. See? And we stayed there a couple of days. Had food. They bring you up. The house sit up on the hill. And she had servants there. And all the stuff, Ethel Waters, all of them went there. But there were little folks then. There wasn't big people like there are now. See, 50 years later, it was just beginning. And all of them was friends. And I danced Garden of Joy. The name of the club was the Garden of Joy. I'm trying to think the man's name. Because one night, they all was going up there. There was a bunch of them was going up, about 8 or 9. And we got through dancing up there. It was around 2 o'clock in the morning. So the girl that I was friendly with, she said, I says, I have to go home and leave the landlady the key because she can't get in. So she says, I'll go with Justin. No, I don't want you to go because I'm used to going around, all around. Boom, 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 boom. Down 135th Street, 25th Street, all around the place. Nobody bothered me. So I goes on and let the woman in. She was waiting for me. And locks the door, put the keys in my pocket, and starts on back to the club of the Garden of Joy. 142nd Street, up on a hill. And just as I got on Lenox Avenue, between 133rd Street and Lenox Avenue, this man walks in front of me and one in the back of me. He says, wait a minute. And I says, wait for what? Now, he don't know where I'm going. So he said, you're coming with us. I said, I'm not coming with you. Both of them grabbed me, brought me back to 131st Street. Now that's practically a half a block from where I was opened the door for the landlady. And carries me up to this room in a private house. Makes me strip. As I tell you, these things have been going on since year one. Mm-hmm.
makes me strip and he punched me. So he was, how old are you? I told him I was 19. He took my watch and took my ring. This girl had given me a ring. He took that. So he says, that time the doorbell, someone knocked at the door, opened the door, and a woman came in, tall, brown skin, very attractive looking woman. And he says, well, she'll do. And she says, ask me, have you ever been with a man? I told her, no. So she says, well, okay, she'll be all right. She'll do, we'll take her along. Now, she says, dress. And I put my clothes on. I don't say nothing about meeting friends or nothing. So when it comes down, when it gets down into the street, it crosses over the side where the school is, 135th Street, the school. You know, then there was a subway there. You went down the subway to go downtown. See, was that the downtown or the uptown? That was the downtown side. Well, isn't that downtown side, Lil? Because I had to go to 110th Street, cross over, and come back up to 145th Street. So when you get to the subway, the man's in front of me, the man in the back of me, and the woman, I don't know where she went, didn't care. Because I was figuring, I could always figure. I went down those stairs like Libby would leap out that window. Three steps at the time. And the man turned around and he seen me gone. The other one said, she's gone downstairs. In comes the train at the same thing. I don't wait for no money. I ducks, being little, I ducks under that thing, ran right in the car. As I went in the train door, the door slammed to like that, and he threw the knife right through that door. I don't know whether it went inside or what, but it struck the door. I was scared as I could be. I come right, I went on down to 110th Street, cross over, you know, the platform there, and got the uptown train. And come right on up the 145th Street. That time, there were four or five of the fellows and girls were standing outside. So where was you so long? And I told them what happened. Well, I never seen so many switchblade knives in all my life. So don't tell me women ain't always had switchblade knives, because they have. And the women to a small, they come all the way, they walk. They didn't ride. They walked right back there to 135th Street. And they went up to that house. See, first they went up to 135th Street, where I told them that they were going to take me because I heard the man tell the woman. Right on the corner of 7th Avenue, 135th Street. It's a red stone house there. Or, pardon something. See. And they went there and they rang the bell and nobody said, We came back, we rode goes to the place where they carried me in 135th Street. When they get there, nobody knew nothing there. So they got the cop, and the cop made the woman that owned the house come out. And I described the room and everything that I'd been in. So the cop knew that I had been in there, because she said she hadn't seen me. He says, well, the girl just left there. But we all night long look for those people and ain't found the woman nor the man nor nothing. So you see, this thing of snatching people for white slavery has been going on since time being.
You never heard talk of that. But God, thank you, Jesus. I started out on my own at age of 19. And I started on my own at the age of 19. My mother died when I was 12. I went to high school 1 year. That's all I went. Then I begged Daddy to let me go to work. He didn't want me to go to work. But I kept begging him to let me go to work. But what I'm trying to get to make a short story, anybody never bothered me. Now, isn't that something?
Well, I
I've been sitting
from 19 and I have walked this New York every hour. And nobody never bothered me, man or woman. They never bothered me. I have slept right in the bed with the girl and her man or her husband. And they didn't bother me. So maybe they didn't know what I had.
Well, I bet. How could that be?
I don't know, but nobody never followed me.
That was one of the worst experiences.
I've
never had another one like that. See?
I've been a lucky girl in New York all these years.
And nobody bothered me.
But you know, I don't know why. Maybe that times are getting so bad now on the street. I'm half sick. I'm nervous staying in the house by myself. Maybe because I'm older and is half sick. I'm very nervous.
You can't take care of yourself the same
by myself. But anybody never bothered Lillian Foster.
Me, I don't know. It never bothered me even after that, but I took precaution and about walking the back of me, I step out in the street.
It sounds like what you were talking, that the women really took care of each other. I mean, that you were very protective of each other.
To me, it means that I have a spirit that walks around with me and guides me. Even if I'm wrong, something happened that it rightens itself. See, I really believe in that. See, I once joined the Rosicrucian. You heard of it. I still correspond a little bit with them. See, and they taught me a lot to think. If I lose something, I don't worry. She can tell you, I don't worry about it. I lose it, I lose it. I know I'm going to find it. And 10 to 1 chances I find. Find it when I don't want it. Did she lose something? I said, oh, Bonnie, you'll get it. And sure enough, later, she's going to get it.
But somebody watches over me. I don't know her mother. But it had to be a mother by her being there. And she must be an angel. Mabel is the luckiest woman with nothing I've ever seen in my life. Yes, sir, she's very lucky. But nobody, and do you know, I've never been in a fight. Out of school, I see all the children fighting.
It's a different time.
Nobody never bothered me. I don't know.
I don't fight. I don't like fighting.
I'm into a